We have a caution, and that is the staff and the levels of staff and the backup of the really the manpower to actually respond to these units.
There is a concern also that a telephone like this could be exploited by poachers themselves. I suppose they could send people on a wild goose chase to give them a free rein.
Well, this, especially considering it's national rather than local in future. Now, hopefully, it really depends on the system that the new Inland Fisheries Ireland board are operating. I would welcome, first of all, that at least it's a new initiative. It's something that, in actual fact, is additional to what exactly is already there. But really, what was there already was not working. It had to be, you know, revamped.
And we don't want a situation, I suppose, whereby these calls are logged and nothing happens thereafter.
Well, this is a problem in the sense because really as anglers on the ground, we're the ones that in actual fact see actually the abuse and take the action in the first place to a great extent. Because really, from Glencombe Kill here, if we're ringing Ballyshannon, for example, or if Inishowen is ringing Letterkenny, really we... You know, there's a long time before there's going to be a response, even at the best of times. So it really is up to the anglers on the ground to be able to take the necessary action and evidence for the backup of the fisheries patrols to arrive.